I'm in Six, which is a restaurant at the top of the world, or at least the top of this side of Newcastle. I always get told off for saying that I'm not in Gateshead, so I need to kind of remember exactly where I am. I can see my hotel from here, though. It's a beautiful view on a beautiful day, and I'm standing with a lady. Who are you?
It is absolutely gorgeous up here, isn't it? My name is Marianne Hobbs. I am, I guess professionally speaking, an evangelist for underground music. I've been working for a year at Sheffield University Students' Union, which has been richly rewarding, and I'm about to return to radio, to XFM, primetime Saturday night slot on July the 9th, pushing my beloved underground electronic music.
So you get to be passionate about your main interest in music and get paid for it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've just come back from a month-long tour of America coast to coast, and I couldn't dream of a better life. I'm very, very lucky. I'm really blessed. And mercifully at this point, having done it for about 20 years, I have quite a faithful, loyal audience who seem to believe in me. So, yeah, I'm living the life, as they say. I couldn't dream of being in a better place, and I feel very fortunate.
Who do you have in your pocket right now? What are you listening to?
Who do I have in my pocket right now? George Fitzgerald, Question Mark, I really love. Most of the stuff on Loafers label, Swamp 81. All of the Night Slugs material, their new material. A lot of stuff from Hot Flush, from Apple Pips label. All kinds of different stuff, really. A bit of Marvin Gaye, some old school Motown, of course. You need that to travel with always. And a whole slew of new material that I'm kind of disseminating now to put together for a set for Sonar Festival, which is my biggest event of the summer out in Barcelona on June the 18th.
One festival after another, one conference after another. I know that you met Herb Kim at a panel at the BBC, and today we are at the beginning of Thinking Digital in Gateshead, a conference with a lot of social technologists, a lot of evangelists for the social web, the social scene, who are doing their very best to be the cutting edge, right on the edge of what they're doing. And I can kind of see, as it's something I try to do, how they do that. I would have no idea how you make yourself aware of what's surfacing in what is already an underground scene, the electronica scene. How do you keep your ear to the ground?
Well, to be honest, the main of it is about seeking, as much as it is about receiving new music from the community of producers that you already know worldwide. It's about seeking. And I think everybody's probably aware of the fact that there are now a myriad of different online platforms, global platforms, to which people can upload their music. And now software is so cheap. I mean, it's so freely available for most people who, I guess, live in the developed Western world. You'd exclude the third world and Central Africa from that, probably, but for most people, technology is available to make the music that they've always dreamed of, and that is so liberating. It's so exciting that we live in these times, really. And for me, it's much more of a question of going out on these crazy missions out into, you know, the deepest realms, the very outer limits of cyberspace, really, just looking for what's new, looking for what's right on the very, very cutting edge. And that's what always fascinates me and excites me so much. But obviously, I've come to a place like this because I'm a complete geek. And I'm a huge fan of what the TED crew do out in America. I met Herb at a BBC conference that we were speaking at together, and he invited me along. And I'm absolutely fascinated to see what all the Thinking Digital speakers are going to bring in the next couple of days. I think it's going to be amazing, and I hope to be very much inspired and critically informed by what really is happening on the cutting edge of hardware and software technology. I wait to have my head blown off.
What's your role here, should there be people waiting to blow your head off?
Let's hope so. I've already been told about one young gentleman who has developed some flat screen DJing equipment. He's very keen to hook up with me, so I would absolutely love to see this. Apparently it's literally just an LED screen on which he uploads decks and the technology to use them, so I'm fascinated to see how all that rolls out.
So you're going to be on stage throughout the whole of the conference?
I'm actually coming as a guest this year.
I wasn't sure if you were speaking or comparing.
Well, to be honest, unless the volcano holds up a lot of the international speakers, which could potentially happen right
it's
now.
It's already happening. Yeah.
Yeah. In which case, me and Herb will probably fill a hole with a few crazy rock and roll stories.
Because if radio people are good at something, it is definitely talking on the spot and filling a space with not just knowledge, but entertainment.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I can probably contribute a few pretty toe-curling anecdotes to the proceedings, but whether or not I've got anything to proffer that would sit at a level with the rest of the speakers, I'm not sure. I mean, just even now, I met a fascinating gentleman in the bar who's come in from Boston in the United States to talk about his notions on curing cancer, and he has this really radical theory about the use of diet and the use about particular food groups and food combinations to actually cure cancer. And I'm absolutely fascinated to hear him speak. So, you know, I'm sure that there will be some completely mind-blowing stuff going on, the like of which I can only compete with a few Red Hot Chili Peppers anecdotes probably, but, you know, that might be necessary yet, who knows.
Yeah, I was speaking to Vincent as well, who's the Chief Operating Officer and Scientific Director of Angiogenesis, and I'm looking forward to actually having a chat with him, because it's those kind of innovators which really do blow my mind as well, and I think stretch our kind of perceptions of what's going on around us. Thinking Digital is a good place for that, obviously. I haven't been paid to say that. I'm literally just enjoying the free drinks and waiting for the dinner, which is about to come very shortly. Well, I'm so glad you're here to actually mingle and you can relax and not work. And I hope we can catch up and have a chat later on. Thank you very much, Marianne Hobbs.
My pleasure.
Oh, what's your Twitter name?
Twitter.com/Marianne Hobbs. Dead simple.
Easy to remember.